So, like David said, my name is Mason Moreland. I am currently a freshman at SMU. Pony up. Yes, sir. And I just rushed Bucks, Brothers Under Christ. If you are a guy and you're thinking about rushing a fraternity in the South, would highly suggest Bucks. Amazing community, Christian twist on the fraternity life, lots of brotherhood, Christ-centered. It's amazing. So here's my testimony. Hi, my name is Mason Moreland, and I'm recovering from perfectionism, substance abuse, and sexual immorality. I grew up in the Dallas area, and I'm currently a freshman at SMU. I grew up with loving and supportive parents that have always pushed me to grow in my faith. Throughout my childhood years, I treated church like school, and I wanted to be a straight-A student. I've always been high achieving in the classroom, so I made it my goal to memorize scripture and learn Bible stories to receive praise from my peers and church leaders. This led to a struggle with pride that I did not realize until late into high school. In seventh grade, I would have told you that I was a Christian who was going to heaven because I prayed a prayer and got baptized. I did not yet understand the magnitude of my sin and my need for a savior. In eighth grade, I discovered pornography and masturbation. This led to an ongoing struggle that I'm still battling today. Pornography led to shame that I had never felt before. I battled this guilt and shame alone until I decided to share my struggle with my Watermark small group. Unfortunately, I lied and said that pornography was not involved. This boosted my pride as I seemingly led in vulnerability, but I still hid a deep part of my brokenness. Over the next couple years, I remained comfortable by sharing only enough to seem vulnerable while still struggling with larger sin issues behind the scenes. My addiction to pornography led me to be obsessed with wanting affirmation from girls. Sophomore year of high school, I pursued a girl for months, but ended up being rejected. I was heartbroken and lost. I had put my entire identity in her approval, so without it, I felt useless and alone. These feelings led me to dive headfirst into pornography and isolation. That summer, I felt a vicious cycle of guilt and shame as my sin festered. I became depressed and lied to those around me about how I was really doing emotionally. Near the end of the summer, I met a different girl, and soon our interactions became extremely physical as I felt that this physicality would finally validate me. I crossed a boundary that I had previously not thought I would ever cross until marriage. Instead of crying out for help, I internalized all my feelings. I was so concerned with keeping the reputation of a good Christian kid that I acted as if it had never happened. Psalm 32:3 says, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long." This verse categorizes this season of my life. I wasted away as I threw myself into a different relationship that soon became physical and toxic, while also trying to numb my feelings with marijuana and alcohol. At the end of a year of this destructive behavior, I hit rock bottom. I cheated on my then girlfriend with the first girl, and I was so unsatisfied that I looked to the last thing that seemed to bring me satisfaction. Afterwards, I was broken and ashamed, ready to no longer live. But through the grace of God, my life began to be rewritten. For the first time in my life, I confessed everything to my dad. This time, I did not leave out the details, but accepted my sheer brokenness. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." This is exactly what the Lord did. During that summer after junior year, I realized the message of the gospel fully for the first time. I am a broken and lost sinner, but through the blood of Christ, I am called a son of God. Psalm 51:2 has been a prayer that I prayed many times since then as I walked the steps of recovery. "Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." That fall, I went through Regen for Students and learned the steps to recovery that you all are learning now. However, my story does not end there. I would be remiss to not mention that I'm still tempted with everything that I've mentioned thus far. I am still a broken person, and I've fallen back into my sinful ways many times since Regen. However, my need to be perfect no longer defines my life. Guilt and shame no longer control me when I fall short, because I have a hope in the Lord that is greater than anything in this world. As I finish, I want to remind you that this is not the end. I hope and pray that every single one of you is able to find healing through Regen this semester, just like I did. But we will never be fully restored until we are with the Father in heaven. So, walk the steps of recovery throughout every season of your life. And remember that no matter what, the God of the universe loves you more than you can ever imagine. Thank you for listening.